one thing I do know is that we're bringing a player who's desperate to get into the full national squad, and he does know that he's had opportunities to go elsewhere. He's decided to pick the championship, come to England, and it's great news he's signed for Sheffield Wednesday because he's a very ambitious boy. And one thing I do know, if he's playing well for Sheffield Wednesday, he will break into the full international squad.
How does he compare to somebody like, for example, a Stevie May, who's also a young footballer, who had international ambitions, has now played for Scotland? Is it a similar type of situation?
Yeah, I hope so. Again, we're delighted at getting Stevie over the line, and then suddenly Stevie's broken into the Scotland squad. He's not featured for me in the last couple of games, but again, it's that competition. You need that competition. I've always wanted strikers at the football club. We have been a bit short on the ground. I know we let Gary out to Coventry, but that the most important thing, like I say, is that it's the important end of the pitch, which we've struggled to get the goals, and hopefully this young man's going to do it for us.
Obviously, English football is going to be a very different challenge for him than he's perhaps experienced so far. Do you believe that he can just hit the ground running here, or is he going to need time?
Well, it's a bit like when I went to Wolverhampton many years ago, and we had a Romanian player there, a boy called Via Canea, who did well for Wolves, strong, solid, well-suited for the British game, doesn't get knocked about. And this boy reminds me a little bit about him, but this boy's a good age. One thing I do know, he's last competitive game was probably around about December the 14th, but then he's had like a bit of a pre-season where they've been working out. So he may have to be a little bit patient before the fans see him, but one thing we do know is once we get him up to match fit and speed, it'll be good signing for Sheffield Wednesday.
The other confirmed news so far is Dejan Kelhar has signed a new contract, hasn't he, until the summer. Can you just talk us through that decision there?
Well, Dejan only originally came in on a short-term contract, and unfortunately, he did his ACL, so he's just sort of getting back to fitness. The specialist has said that he's given the green light. So it's more of an opportunity for Dejan to show us what he did do, show us in the pre-season. And at the moment, we've obviously got Zayeta that's been away on international duty. We've got Leuven that's out for two games as well. So again, it's an area that we're a little bit short on. But Dejan's his attitude and his commitment has been fantastic. And we just feel that we probably just need to just stretch it out to the end of the season for the boy as well.
So we've got just under 8 hours now, Stuart. Are you expecting to make multiple signings now between now and 11 o'clock? Is that the situation? Are you going to be able to do a lot of business today?
Hopefully we're going to get two more through the door. We're very close with them both, so we're just waiting for that green light. We've got the medical team ready to organise the medicals and scans. One's permanent and probably one's alone. We might let one or two go out as well to get some game time as well, which we think we need. But I just think that what we don't want to do is leave ourselves short with the running. I just felt last season, it was a bit nervy because you just have to look how many centre-halves we lost. We're at this stage, we just lost Glenn Leuvens, who's on 10 bookings. Chris Maguire's on 9 bookings. I think Semi's probably 3 bookings away from a two-game ban as well. So last thing we'll do is leave ourselves a little bit short. We might the good thing is it'll be a headache for me for selection problems, but I'd rather have that opportunity again where players have got to compete and keep the shirt and play well, because they know that if they don't, somebody's willing to take the place.